وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. I advise you to practice three different points very important for you, and I hope you achieve what you want from your family and your children. حفظك الله تعالى. First one, keep them in your dua. Same thing regarding the mother, to keep her husband and her children in her dua always. And use the dua that Allah has mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. يقول الله عز وجل when he described the believers, الله جل وعلا said, والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. The believers always they keep the dua for their children in their dua. Oh, our Lord, give us from ourselves and from our children children who they satisfy our heart in dunya and akhirah by being a great worshipers for sake of you, our Lord. وجعلنا المتقين إماما. Make us and them together أئمة for the متقين. So this is the way of the believers. They always keep their self and their family and their children in their dua. Number two, حفظك الله تعالى. Get used to the ruqya. You and your family always do ruqya for yourself and for your family and for your children. Like how the Prophet ﷺ used to do ruqya for Al-Hasan Hussein. So it's the mother, she hold her womb, her stomach, and say, أعيدك بكلمة الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة من كل عين لامة. Same thing the father do to the to his wife. So get used to the ruqya day and night, every day. Number three, I advise you to follow the health guidelines regarding how you take care of your family and how she take care of herself and the baby. What you're supposed to eat, what you're supposed to avoid, the correct supplements for yourself and for your child. This is very important for you out of an experience. So with these things, inshallah, I hope you achieve what you want regarding a healthy child in terms of his deen and dunya. Ameen. Barakallahu feek.